ॐ हरि ओं तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ब्रह्मानन्दम् परमसुखदम् केवलम् ज्ञानमूर्तिम् द्वन्द्वातीतम् गगनसदृशम् तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकम् नित्यम् विमलमचलम् सर्वधि साक्षिभूतम् भावातीतम् त्रिगुणरहितम् ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः सो द थर्ड चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एज कर्मयोग द सब्जेक्ट मैटर डिस्कस्ड इन दिस चैप्टर इज द कर्म द एक्शन So the karma is thoroughly analyzed, discussed here. I'm supposed to do the Bhashyam class here. Unfortunately, I missed it because of things. So I'm going back to my old style of doing the Bhashyam. Okay? I haven't done any part of the Bhashyam here. So what I've already explained to you when I did 2-3 classes, I'm going to redo that. Today the class may not be old class, the new old class again given to you, isn't it? Whole lessons given to you through the repeat the Bhashyam. Okay. The Bhashyam begins like this. Shastrasya,
Shastrasya,
Pravritti,
Pravritti,
Nivritti,
Nivritti,
Vishayabhute,
Vishayabhute,
Dve,
Dve,
Buddhi,
Buddhi,
Bhagavata,
Bhagavata,
Nirdishte,
Nirdishte,
Sankhye,
Sankhye,
Buddhi,
Buddhi,
Yoge, Buddhi,
Yoge, Buddhi,
See, buddhihi here means knowledge, and knowledge again means here attitude, and which implies the lifestyle. So, what he says. शास्त्रस्य प्रवृत्ति निवृत्ति विषयभूते द्वे बुद्धि भगवता निर्दिष्टे सी निर्दिष्ट इज अ पार्टिसिपल निर्दिष्ट नाउ फर्मली रिवील्ड कन्वेड एस्टैब्लिश्ड निर्दिष्टम आर शोन निर्दिष्ट मींस व्हाट निर्दिशति मींस डायरेक्ट्स Nirdishta directed. So Nirdishta means or prescribed. So shown, revealed, isn't it? Established. What now? Nirdishte, why? Because dual. Dve buddhi nirdishte means what? Actually, not two knowledge here, not two attitudes here, two lifestyles. Isn't it? Two lifestyles have been prescribed. Two lifestyles have been revealed or shown. By whom? Bhagavata. Bhagavata, Bhagavata Nirdishte. Two lifestyles have been Bhagavata shown by Bhagavan. Two lifestyles have been revealed by Bhagavan. Means what? Where? You say Bhagavan has revealed two lifestyles. Bhagavan has revealed two lifestyles. Means where? Definitely only in Shastram. Only through the Shastram. Bhagavan doesn't come and stand in front of you and talk to you. Okay, Shankar Chakradhari. So Bhagavan reveals means what? Whatever Shastram reveals is what? It is revealed by Bhagavan. Why? Shastram is revealed. Shastram has been revealed by Bhagavan. Therefore, whatever has been revealed by the Shastram, in the Shastram, through the Shastram, is what? Revealed by Bhagavan. Is it clear now? Whatever has been revealed through the Shastram, revealed in the Shastram, by the Shastram, is revealed by Bhagavan only. Therefore, what? Bhagavata Nirdishte. Isn't it? Bhagavan has really said. What are they now? Pravritti Nivritti Vishaya Bhute Shastre Shastrasya. No, Shastram has to see what is the Shastram here? Vedaha. Vedaha is the Shastram. This all this thing I have explained to you again. Veda is this, what Shastram means, what is Shastram? Is Ramayanam Shastram? Is Mahabharatam Shastram? Epics are Shastram? Are Puranas are Shastrani? What is Shastram here? What is the authentic source? No? Shastram means Vedaha. Scripture is the Shastram, is scripture, is Veda. And what about Puranas, 18 Puranas, Mahabharatam and Ramayanam? They are all scriptural literature. Scriptural literature. Isn't it? Scriptural literature. It means the subject matter of the Puranas, all of them, are what is what now? The same of the Shastram. Subject matter of the Puranas is subject matter of the Vedashastram only, but given, presented differently, without distorting the vision of the Shastram. Therefore, they are also given the status of being the scriptural literature. They are not the scriptures. Isn't it? But Bhagavad Gita is from where? Mahabharatam. The scriptural literature, isn't it? Shastra sambandha, sambandha vishyaha, but not directly from the Veda. So here when you explain Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita's subject matter becomes strengthened most effectively, expressively, presented if Veda is quoted. Because why he says talk about Veda? What is that which confirms, reconfirms or confirms or supports the state Bhagavad Gita statement? Shruti Vakyam. When you quote a Veda, then what is in Bhagavad Gita supported by what? Vedic statement. So what is going to be discussed in the first shloka itself? Before that, here, Adishankara Bhagavad Pada, what he does, he quotes, he says, what is Veda? Why? Whatever is the what is going to be discussed in Bhagavad Gita, the third chapter, he is going to explain there are two lifestyles. What are two lifestyles? One is a Karma Yoga lifestyle, another one is a Jnana Yoga lifestyle, or it is called a Sannyasa lifestyle. Isn't it? So they are the two lifestyles. And these two lifestyles are prescribed here. But Krishna is going to talk about it here in the Bhagavad Gita. So what should we say now? Those lifestyles, which are again discussed in the third chapter here, mainly the karma, when he talks about the two lifestyles, they are based on what? Not simply Vyasa says in Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna said, no? Already what has been said much earlier, a timeless Shastram. What is that? Veda. And scripture, no? Why Shastram is called Shastram? Because Shasti Prayate Iti Shastram. A scripture is called Shastram. So here, Shastram. Now what does it say? Shastram means what? Shastram is a scripture English translation, isn't it? What is Shastram? Why a scripture is called Shastram? Shasti is a present tense word. Shasti, like gachati, patati, likhati, shasti. It's a second conjugation root, shas, dhatu. No, shasti. Shasti means what? Governs. Governs. governing. What hours, huh? Now governing. Government, isn't it? So noun is what? Government is what? Shasanam. Who's the governor? Shasta. That is why Bhagavan is called Shasta. And we have Ayyappan. Swami is called Shasta. Isn't it? Bhagavan is also Shasta. Governor. The governor, so Shasti governs. So that which governs your lifestyle, that which governs your life is what? Shastratram. Shastram, how does Shastram govern your life? No? Shastram governs means by teaching you what is right, what is wrong, what the values are, what is the goal, what is the means to accomplish the goal, what are the other relative ends, what is the absolute end, how the absolute relative end should be pursued, value of values. Shastram does not teach values. Shastram teaches you the value of values. If you follow values, what will you be blessed with? If you do not follow values, what will be lost? What will be losing? Isn't it? So what is of greater value? So all these things are there by teaching. Through teaching, the end, the absolute end, the relative ends, the means to accomplish the end, isn't it? And the values, the value of values, the disciplines, isn't it? So, through teaching these things, and it also reveals the nature of reality through teaching. Through teaching alone it governs. See, Shastram governing one's life means what? If I follow the Shastra's injunctions, then what now? Shastram governs my life. This is the many people have the problem. You know that? Oh, that means you don't have. So Shastram plays the role of a guru. Shastram governs your life means what? You follow, your lifestyle is based on the teachings of the Shastram. You need somebody to guide you, isn't it? So your lifestyle, the way of life you live is followed or based on the teachings of the Shastram. Then your life is what now? Governed by Shastram. So Shastram governs your life. So Shasti. Is it clear now? And I want to really explain this to you, very important thing, because with other, there is no point in going ahead. Then, by governing, what does it do? Does it enslave you? Many people have problem in accepting guru. You are guru to yourself. Because the truth is available for recognition only in your own mind. You have to contemplate. Nobody else can come and sit with you to make you contemplate. Like a mother makes a child sit and write alphabets, holds the hand and makes you write when you are a child, isn't it? Then you need a support. Initially you need the support. Mother has to sit, hold a finger like this, come and write like this. Now make it right, isn't it? But there's a time you don't need. You have to write your own, on your own, like this. Isn't it? Like that here also. So nobody else can sit with you. Teacher cannot sit with you. Shastra cannot sit with you to make you contemplative and meditative. That you have to do. That is what is misinterpreted by people saying, you don't need Shastram, don't need a guru, you don't need anything. Otherwise, they'll end up with somebody else, the wrong person as a guru also. Isn't it? Some non-right things. So here what happens, therefore Shastri means what? Very word Shastram tells you that which governs your life. How? That which tells you the way of life, following which you can make your life comfortable, comforting life, isn't it? Not us. It is a governing. You follow the teachings of the Shastram, you live, if your life is in conformity with the teachings of the Veda, then it is, your life is governed by what? Shastram. Or that which governs is Shasti. Thereby, does it enslave you? Does it make you some? No. it protects you. What does it do? It protects you. If you follow the teachings of the Shastram, it protects you. What's another verb there? Trayate. Shasti Trayate. Shasanat Trayate. Iti Shastram. That which protects you through governing, through showing you the way of life. Isn't it? It's called Shastram. The very word Shastram tells you that the only protective way of life. Shastram means the protect, all protective, completely protective, totally protective way of life. You are very well protected, well sheltered. You know that? Well looked after. If you follow the teaching of the Shastra. Now, how you feel the warm, how fearless and secure, you know, and cozy you feel when you are with the fold of your mother. Isn't it? Similarly, you feel cozy and secure and protected when you are in the fold of the Veda Mata, Shruti Mata. That's why it's what we call what now? Shastram. Shasti Trayate Iti Shastram. Shasanat Trayate Iti Shastram. Therefore, Shastram is what? Veda Hayeva. There is nothing else which is Shastram. Okay? Veda. Shastrasya. Under Shastrasya. Vishayabhuta, Vishayabhuta, okay? Vishayaha, Shastrasya Vishayaha. Dvau Vishayo. Before going to the Buddhi, we'll talk about the Vishaya. Okay? There are two. Shastram is, when you say, this Veda, entire Veda, is said to be what now? It has two Shastrams. The entire textbook, the entire Veda, has two Shastras. Why two Shastras? Because it is two. When do you say two Shastras are there? When do you say? One is Pravrityatmakam Shastram. Another one is Nivrityatmakam Shastram. Two Shastras together we say one complete Shastram. Why I said two Shastras in one Veda Shastram, which is a complete Shastram, consists of two Shastras, why I say? Because for one to be considered Shastram, okay, for any text should have four important factors. What are they? See, they're all, I should have done much earlier, but I'm doing it now, but helpless, because they're all very new, that's why. What are they? Vishayaha. Vishayaha means what? Subject matter. Subject matter. Then what then? Adhikari. Adhikari means what? The person who is eligible to understand the subject matter discussed there. Any book, any text will have what? Has a given subject matter. Vishayaha. The subject matter discussed in the text is what? Vishayaha. And the adhikari means the one who is addressed, subject matter is presented for whose sake? The one who is eligible for understanding the subject matter or having whom in mind Shastram presents the subject matter is who? The adhikari. Understand? Adhikari. Then we say sambandha. Sambandha means what? The subject, there is a connection between the subject matter and the text. It's called what? Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha. Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha means the revealer, revealed connection. Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha. Revealer, revealed connection. Isn't it? And then we say సాధన సాధ్య సంబంధ, కనెక్షన్ బిట్వీన్ ద మీన్స్ అండ్ ది ఎండ్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఎండ్? బై అండర్స్టాండింగ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ ద టెక్స్ట్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్, ద నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ బి దేర్. దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ షుడ్ గివ్ యూ సమ్ ఫ్రూట్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? దట్ ఇస్ దట్ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు గెయిన్ by the by as a result of that knowledge. The fruit gained as a result of the knowledge is what? Phalam, isn't it? Then what is the jnanam? Jnanam is the knowledge, is something you gain by studying the shastram. Therefore what now? Sadhana sadhya sambandha. సాధన సాధ్య సంబంధ మీన్స్ వాట్? సాధనం మీన్స్ ద మీన్స్, సాధ్యం మీన్స్ ది ఎండ్. సో ది మీన్స్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ ద మీన్స్ అండ్ ది ఎండ్, దట్ ఈస్ సంబంధ. ఓకే, ద సంబంధ. దెన్ వాట్ ద ఫోర్త్ పాయింట్ హియర్? ఫోర్త్ పాయింట్ ఈస్ ఫలం. వాట్ డు యూ గెయిన్ అట్ లాస్ట్ బై అండర్స్టాండింగ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్? ఫలం, జ్ఞాన ఫలం. వాట్ యూ గెయిన్ అట్ లాస్ట్? జ్ఞానం ఇస్ ది ఫ్రూట్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? నాలెడ్జ్, జ్ఞానం. సో ఫలం, సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఫ్రూట్ ఆఫ్ స్టడీయింగ్ ది రీడింగ్ ది టెక్స్ట్, అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది కంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది టెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ వాట్? ఫలం. సో వాట్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్? విషయ, అధికారి, సంబంధ, దెన్ ఫలం. ఇది ఫోర్ ఫ్యాక్టర్. ఎవ్రీ టెక్స్ట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ దీస్ ఫోర్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్. వెన్ యూ రీడ్ ఎనీ బుక్ ఓ ఎనీ బుక్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ దీస్ త్రీ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్, సారీ ఫోర్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్, ఇస్ సెడ్ టు బి అ గివెన్ శాస్త్రం. సపోజ్ యూ టేక్ అ ఫిజిక్స్ బుక్ అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ ఫిజిక్స్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఇస్ వాట్? ఫిజిక్స్. విషయ, హూ ఇస్ ద అధికారి? Not the one who does not know anything about physics. The person who has some understanding of physics. Eligible, okay? Suppose if it is a book, textbook prescribed for MSc class, master's, okay, class, postgraduate class, a fit-standard boy who knows the spelling for the word physics, takes and reads, can he understand? No. So there is an adhikari. Who is adhikari to understand the prescribed, okay, prescription? Okay? So prescribed for MSc student means the who would have already passed his BSc with the high first class distinction, who has thorough knowledge of subject matter taught at the BSc level, is the adhikari. Is it clear now? Adhikari. Vishayaha, then adhikari. Then sambandha. What is the sambandha? What sambandha? First, revealer, revealed connection. So pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha, isn't it? Pratipadana or pratipadaka, you can say both are okay. Pratipadya sambandha means what? The book, the textbook is a revealer. When it reveals what now? It's a connection. What is the subject matter is what revealed, isn't it? What you understand is revealed, is a connection also. Then sadhana sadhya sambandha. So the textbook what you where was there, that itself was now, it serves as a means to arrive at something, isn't it? Knowledge is what? The end. Sadhyam, you have knowledge of some physics. You understand something in physics, isn't it? And then the book is serves as what now? Means. Is the book means? The text subject matter serves as a means. So, sadhana sadhya sambandha. Then phalam. Phalam is what? You have really what? Gained some knowledge. Definite knowledge of some formulae in physics. This is the, like this. These four factors are involved in any textbook. Even if it is our Swamiji used to teach sometimes, you know, it is Indian history. That means what? That is something. Isn't it? Every book has these four factors. If the suppose the two books, look at this. when do you say the two books, the subject matter is the same, books are different? Two books are there, two textbooks are there, subject matter is this, Vishayaha of two books, two different names, two different authors, understand? But still, Vishayaha is the same, Adhikari is the same, the person who is eligible, for who say the book has been written, having whom in the mind author has written the book, Adhikaris are the same for both the books, and the Sambandha also is the same.
So here, the subject, this four factors involve the textbook, no? Sambandha is the same, Vishayaha is the same, Adhikari is the same Adhikari, same Vishayaha, same Sambandha, same Phalam is there. Books can be two, Shastram is one. There may be two textbooks, but Shastram is only one. But even the book is one big book, textbook, having two Shastras. That means what? Subject matter is different. One full book, there are two Shastras, means what? Two subject matter is different. Adhikaris are different. Sambandha also is what? No. Sambandha of this book, Sambandha of this book is different. Phalam also is different, means what? Two Shastras. So, Veda Shastram, okay, Veda Shastram has what now? Two Shastras. Veda is one text consisting of two Shastras. What is that? Pravrityatmakam Shastram, Nivrityatmakam Shastram. What is subject matter? Why do two Shastras I say? Because subject matter, what is Pravrityatmakam Shastram? The Veda has four, isn't it? Veda actually is what? Four Vedas together. We say what? One Veda. This is the Veda. And the three portions, three parts are there, isn't it? Karma Kanda, Upasana Kandaha and Jnana Kandaha. That is Karma Kandaha and Upasana Kandaha together come under the Pravrityatmakam Shastram. Jnana Kandaha come under the Nivrityatmakam Shastram. So what is here? All physical, oral, mental activities are involved in the karma and upasana kanda subject matter. Is it clear? That means what we say, this the performance of rituals, know-how of rituals, know-how of techniques used for disciplining the mind, meditative techniques, they're all the kayikam, vachikam, manasam, karma. The physical, oral, mental activities are involved, connected to subject matter of the pravrityatmakam shastram. The subject matter. What is the subject matter of the nivrityatmakam shastram? Jiva, Ishvara, Jiva, Jagad, Ishvara, Sambandha is the subject matter of the Jnana Kandaha. Isn't it? Jnana Kandaha. That means their activities are not involved. Physical activity is not involved. Oral activity is not involved. Even mental activity is not involved there. There just the Swarupam of the reality is discussed. That means what? By discussing the revealing Swarupam of the reality, it reveals the connection between the Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara. Isn't it? That's subject matter. So subject matter is different. Therefore what? Pravrityatmakam Shastram is different. Nivrityatmakam Shastram is different. Shastram, why? Because subject matter is different. And second thing, who is the Adhikari for Pravrityatmakam Shastram? Who is the Adhikari for Nivrityatmakam Shastram? One a human being, lot of ambitions, lot of passions, okay, who still has to have contemplative, meditative disposition of the mind, who still has to become, who has to attain the meditative disposition of the mind, isn't it? And who still has passion for many other things, he is the adhikari. Isn't it? With kartrutvam, kartrutvam, with bhoktrutvam, etc. He is the adhikari. With aham karta, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I can do it, I can accomplish it, like that. No, such a person who has yet to become, have contemplative disposition, is the one who is adhikari for pravrtyatmakam shastram. The person is not at all interested in anything. Disinterested. I don't want that. I don't need to eat. I don't need to sleep. I don't need to do that. I'm not interested in that. Frustrated, you know, that is not the person full of I want that, I want this, I want to accomplish this, I can do this, no? But the person full of, you know, I mean, full of energy and highly energetic and who wants to enjoy life, who wants to pursue artha kamas, to live the life comfortably. He's a very intelligent person. The intelligent person is the one who wants to live. Understand now, one who wants to die, one who doesn't want to be interested, is not a sick person. Understand now, the intelligent, healthy person is the one who wants to live his life properly. Understand now, that means what? Wants to live his life properly means one who plans, one who thinks, one who prays, and one who worships, and the one who does, okay, what should be done? What? How can I, okay, I can achieve this? Isn't it? Such a person is what now? But he still is highly active. That, but basically he is not yet ready for meditative life. Understand? He is the adhikari for pravrtyatmakam shastram. Isn't it? That is nivrtyatmakam shastram. Who is an adhikari? Who has lived his life properly? Thereby who has earned, has enough experiences, thereby has learned from his experiences, has earned experiences by living his life properly, and has learned from his life's experiences. One has to live one's life properly to earn experiences. Proper experiences, know that. And to learn from one's experiences, one must have what now? Must have experience, isn't it? The person has not lived his life properly would not have earned experiences. One who has not earned experiences would not have learned from experiences. Such a person alone can have what? Earned experience, lived his life properly, earned good experiences, learned from experiences, thereby the one who knows the limitations of life, the people who has certain meditative disposition of the mind, contemplative disposition of the mind, in fact, who is, you know, he is the person qualified for nivrtyatmakam shastram. For what now? Adhikari also is different, isn't it? One who does not have the meditative disposition, one who has yet to live his life, one who, I'm not saying inferior, okay? One who has yet to live his life to earn experiences, thereby to learn from experiences, is the adhikari for pravrtyatmakam shastram. That is, one who has lived his life properly, to some extent, they have earned experiences, one has learned from experiences, thereby who knows limitations of life, thereby who has certain meditative disposition, is the adhikari for nivrityatmakam shastram. Is it clear now? Adhikaris are different. Subject matter is different. Sambandha is also what now? Sambandha is only the subject matter, isn't it? So, karma, this karma upasana kandas, pravrtyatmakam shastram, serve as means, what now? To gain the knowledge, And that knowledge has to be implemented in the form of activity to get the fruit. Isn't it? If you simply study the recipe book, then if you do not cook, you know how to make cake or bread. But unless you really implement that knowledge in the form of activity, you cannot see the bread or eat that bread. Isn't it? Bread making only in buddhi, in the form of thought. So knowledge has to be implemented in the form of karma, isn't it? No. First you gain knowledge, you have to practice that. Put it into practice to get the phalam. That is the phalam. So this is sadhana, sadhya sambandha. Sadhyam is what? To get this, isn't it? Sadhya means knowledge you gain. That is a knowledge of what? Knowledge of know-how, of activities, rituals, meditation, that's how you gain. That is the knowledge. Which needs implementation, isn't it? And therefore, what, for that, the words of the Karmapurthya Shastram service means. So, sadhana sadhya sambandha is there, but sadhyam is what? Different, isn't it? It has its own sadhyam. The pratipalaka pratipalaka sambandha is there, but still different. That is, here also, sadhanam is what in Nivrityatmakam Shastram. Nivrityatmakam Shastram also there is a sadhanam. Words of the Jnana Kanda, words of the Upanishads serve as means of knowledge of the reality. Once you gain the knowledge of reality, that knowledge itself is the end. Knowledge cannot be implemented into action. Need not be implemented into action. Isn't it? See, karma jnana phalam. Karma kanda jnana phalam. Pravrutyatmaka shastra jnana phalam. Jnanam is what now? Has to be implemented. For it to be fruitful. Knowledge of the pravrutyatmakam shastram has to be implemented in order to be fruitful. Whereas Nivrityatmaka Shastra Jnanam, isn't it, need not be implemented into action, because it in fact puts an end to the very action. Because it removes the very doership. Isn't it? That is the presence of phalam. There is a sadhana sadhya sambandha is there. Sadhanam is different, sadhyam is different, isn't it? Pratipadanam, what is pratipadanam, pratipadyate, what is revealed is different. Isn't it? The revealing object matter is different, revealed is different, here also it is different. Is it clear now? Then fourth one is what? Adhikari. Like phalam. What is phalam? Karma phalam is pravrityatmaka shastra jnanam. Gives you fruit. What the fruit? Here also you get jnanam. That is a jnanam. Both shastras give you jnanam, and jnanam is the phalam. But the jnanam, the phalam is what? Time bound end. The knowledge you gain, isn't it? Gain through study of pravrityatmakam shastram has to be implemented in order to be fruitful. And even if the phalam comes as a result of the action, okay, what you do by no studying karma kanda is what now? Time bound fruit. Artha kama dharmas will be the fruits, they were what? Time bound in nature. That is, jnana phalam will be mokshaha. Nivrityatmaka shastra jnana phalam. Nivrityatmaka shastra jnana phalam. Jnanam will result in what? Moksha. Which is everlasting, timeless. Pravrityatmakam Shastram will result in knowledge which has to be implemented and which will produce a phalam. That phalam will be what? Time bound in nature. Is it clear now? Phalam is different. Time bound fruit, timeless fruit. What is revealing is subject matter is different, revealed is different. Isn't it connected and different? Adhikaris are different. Habit matter is different. So what? Two shastras. Isn't it now? Whereas when you say Upanishad now, Mundaka Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, Tisha Upanishad, there are so many Upanishads. all of the different textbooks, but come under one Shastram. Why? Subject matter is the same, Adhikari is the same, Sambandha is the same. Understand now? All is the same. Textbooks are different, they come under one Shastram. Is it clear now? Whereas karma upasana kandas, which come under the pravrityatmakam shastram, is a different shastram. Jnana upanishads, which form the jnana kanda, come under the nivrityatmakam shastram, is a different shastram. Two shastras are there. One for preparation, one for the prepared. Okay, the prepared who's given to the Jnana Kanda, Nivrityatmakam Shastram, will accomplish the in everlasting fruit. The one who is not yet prepared, for whom Nivrityatmakam Shastram. So we don't say, nobody is inferior here. One who is getting himself prepared, wants to be prepared for him, for Parvrityatmakam Shastram. One who is prepared for him, Nivrityatmakam Shastram. Do we say anybody is inferior here? So whoever is prepared would have been the preparing student. Whoever is preparing, doesn't matter, it takes very long, but one day will be prepared student. Is it clear now? Two shastras. That is why we say the shastram, the Vedaha, is now, which is been coming down through the Karna Parampara, Shruti Dwara, which has been being handed over through teaching, through communication, which has been preserved, been heard, having been heard, is called Shrutihi. And Shrutihi, it's a feminine gender word, it's very comfortable for our elders to say, Shrutihi eva mata, mother. No way, it gives you enough. When you are not ready, it provides you with karma kanda. When you are okay, it gives you, provides you with upasana kanda. When you are ready, you can eat all sorts of food. It gives you what you are ready mentally. Take any blow, it is going to knock you off. My God, greatest fear. You know that very frightening thing? Shiva is that we are frightening Bhagwan. No way. Because even you will have to resolve what? Ahankara. Isn't it? That is the most frightening thing. You are ready, strongest person, you are given big food. Isn't it? That's why Shumadhan gives what you can digest. That is why the problem comes. When you are not ready for digestion and you stumble upon somewhere, someone sit in the class, you know. That is why Vedanta class always, it is taken to door to door and given. Come on, study Vedanta. I'll teach you Vedanta. Come, you want to come? Study Vedanta. I can give you Vedanta. You're free, come. It's not given. Even if you come and ask, okay? That is why student has to go and ask for the knowledge. Only the knowledge is given. That is why the tradition, that's why it remained with much. Understand now? But the lifestyle is what now? That is why this is the two shastras in one big complete. Veda is one complete book having two shastras. Is it clear now? Therefore, here also, now he has to say, look at the, I had to say for one line, I had to say, they take this much time, huh? To explain.
Is Veda as a whole also called Shastra?
Yes.
Veda's called Shastra.
Veda Shastra. No, Veda Shastra means out of respect we say. Why? It through providing two Shastras. Okay. Why? Because it governs. It protects. Therefore it's called Shastra. Isn't it? The whole Veda is Shastram because it governs and protects. And in the Veda, how does it govern? By providing it two Shastras. How do you say two Shastras? Why not one Shastram? Because habit pattern is different, adhikari is different, sambandha is different, phalam is different. Is it clear now? The four subject matter, the student eligible addressed to is, isn't it? Rooms are different. And the fruits also, what is time bound, what is timeless, everlasting. Is it clear? This is the Veda Shastram. So there, that's why it's called Shastram. You know how it governs. If you follow, that's why you can't blindly, that is why it is addressed to whom? The one who has Shraddha. Okay, Veda governs, you allow yourself to govern, to be governed by Veda, only when you follow the teachings of the Veda, injunctions of the Veda. Isn't it? How will you follow the teachings of the Veda? How will you live your lifestyle in conformity with the Vedic injunctions means? Isn't it? Vedic injunctions means you should follow what is said there. To follow what is said there, you should have what? Faith. That is why Shraddha. The first thing of Shastram says is Shraddha, faith. Faith in the words of the Shastram. Now if you know, I'm not skeptical about Shastram. Oh, people all say, other people say, does it work or not? Isn't it? Even if you have initially you can be skeptical, but at least once you start living, you have to work, even if you're skeptical with the doctor. You know, whether the medicine work or not. But you know that go, you try that medicine, want it right, you know? You can't say it is useless now. Therefore, it's not a doubtful Shraddha, faith. Doubtless faith. Unflinching faith is called surrender. Okay, that faith is there, then what happens now? You follow the teachings. When you follow the teachings of the Veda, your lifestyle is in conformity with the Vedic injunctions, then your life is governed by Veda. Such a life, that which governs the one who surrenders to her, is what? Shastri. Thereafter, no doubt at all, you are protected. It protects the one who lives that lifestyle. Trayate iti Shastram. Shasti trayate iti Shastram. And it has what now? Pravrityatmakam, Nivrityatmakam, two Shastram. There, in those two Shastras, two lifestyles have been prescribed. Look at this now. Two lifestyles also. Two Shastrams means what? Two lifestyles. Now you know, two lifestyles means subject matter is different, adhikari is different, isn't it? So two lifestyles means definitely to understand, two lifestyles prescribed in two Shastras of the Veda itself means what now? Adhikaris are different. No adhikari is looked upon as inferior, no adhikari is looked upon as superior, just two adhikaris. Isn't it? That is what buddhi, dve buddhi means what now? Two, in fact, two-fold knowledge. That means two-fold attitudes, which means two-fold lifestyles involving two-fold attitudes. Isn't it? So here, two-fold lifestyles means what here? Two-fold lifestyles means here, we say karma yoga lifestyle, and a jnana yoga lifestyle. A jnana yoga lifestyle can be said to be sannyasa lifestyle also. It does not mean one should wear orange robes. Jnana yoga lifestyle or sannyasa lifestyle means living a life of contemplation. The one who lives a contemplative life, entertaining the contemplative disposition of the mind, is living what? Sannyasa lifestyle. Irrespective of whether he has family or not, married or not. That's enough. statistic. It's okay. But you want to, one who still, one who has yet to become, and one who has yet to get that contemplative disposition of the mind, one who has yet to become mentally prepared for that, prepared mind for knowledge, such a person chooses to live a life of karma yoga. It's a clear no. It's the two lifestyles. So where has been this said? Who has said the shastra? Who has given the shastram? Bhagavan. Shastram, we always say, Lord, the shastram has come from Bhagavan. Another word, another big problem, isn't it? Shastram has come from Bhagavan, which everybody is saying now. This has come from the Lord, word of the Lord. Now you have to follow. But when we say, when Vaidikas say, Vaidika means one who lives a life of Veda, isn't it? Vedic lifestyle is what? Vedic way of life is a Vaidika. Whoever lives a Vedic way of life is a Vaidika. Even if you do not perform Vedic rituals, isn't it? So you need, people have this wrong understanding. One who performs the Vedic rituals is said to be a Vaidika. That's not true. One who lives a Vedic lifestyle, Vedic way of life, is a Vaidika. Like all the values, etc., commit to pursuit. With the Purusha of Tanishchayaha, see, first being clear about the ultimate end being moksha, being clear about the knowledge of the reality itself is moksha, isn't it? Means being not very, being very clear, and that knowledge needs what? Mind prepared, meditative disposition of the mind. And to have the meditative disposition of the mind means one has to be mentally pure and steady. That mental purity and steadiness is possible. Preparedness required for the contemplation is possible only if a person is calm and quiet and unagitated. You are so small, small things agitate you because of your prarabdha, because of what happens. See, what happens? Why do we get agitated? You know that. The whole second chapter, Jnani Lakshana, when we studied, we saw those verses. Because always we perceive objects with our own raga dveshas. I can't help this. We studied during the Jnani Sakshanam now. We perceive objects with our raga dveshas. We cannot perceive objects without the raga dveshas. That means what? What is raga? What is dvesha? Be dependent on the object for your happiness. You perceive the object, then you have raga. Isn't it? You will think other object is responsible for unhappiness and you perceive the object, then there is dvesha. So with raga dvesha, when you perceive the objects, naturally you have what now? They call out of agitations. Isn't it? So here you are helpless. That is very natural. So such a person, such an agitated minded person, how even if a person understands certain things, he cannot dwell upon it. Even if some concept happening in the classes may help you to have some understanding. There's a big war. Understand? Then you can't understand, you can't contemplate. It's not really, it doesn't work. You doubt, the teaching is not efficacious. Doubt may come. Because our own, sometimes it is not only the teacher's teaching, the preparedness of the MIT student also. The teaching will be effective only if the student is ready also. Isn't it? Then there's no need to know anything about the efficacy of the teaching. How sharp I am also is there. How clear I am also is there. How ready I am is also. How much I'm not affected also is there. It's okay. That is why Swamiji always says, keep on listening for some more time. Don't be in a hurry. Keep on listening. Keep on listening means what? Initially, you doubt the teaching. You doubt about the efficacy of the teaching. Isn't it? Not that the thing will be there. Doesn't matter. Keep on listening. Give some time for yourself. Have patience. If you have some shraddha, some faith in the teaching, then have some wait for some more time. Whether teaching works or not. Doesn't work at all, then it's a useless teaching. Just, isn't it? Then you know that. Whether to discern is a useless or useful. It's a question of understanding. You know what I'm saying here. Therefore, what I want to say in this context is, so this karma yoga, karma yoga lifestyle. So jnana yoga lifestyle means what? Sannyasa lifestyle means in contemplative life. Life contemplation sannyasa lifestyle. Isn't it? And what is that? For that you need a certain disposition of the mind. Mind must be unagitated, calm. That means you are very clear. There is no doubt. Because Shastra study must help this person. I'm explaining this again, okay? The Shastra study must have helped this person. He has, must have done enough of Shravanam. We have not done any Shravanam, okay? We have not even covered a complete one Upanishad properly. So, you have not done completely, you have not done even few Prakarana Granthas. How much have Shravanam have we done? For us to jump now. Oh, nothing is clear. What was it done in Shravanam? Then enough of Shravanam, adequate Shravanam. Then the Shravanam, whatever has been understood and retained, isn't it? Heard with Shraddha, heard, understood with Shraddha and retained also. See, sometimes we hear and forget. We never retain things. How focused are you in the class? It takes very long for many people in Vedanta classes to start understanding what is being said. To come and sit, you seem to have understood something but nothing has been understood. That is Vedanta, isn't it? So you come and start listening. So Shravanam, 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 constantly can listen for some time. There's a people when they lose patience, they want some hot food. You mean fast food? That is where they want some hungry announces the meditation class, they like it. Jump. Go immediately for the meditation classes because it's easy, you know. Nothing about Bhagavad Gita, Bhashyam, Samskram, starting from Samskritam. Isn't it? Not of Samskritam. It's very slow. I'm not interested in what Veda has. Three parts and then Karmakanda, Pravrutyatmakam Shastam, Nivrutyatmakam Shastam, Shasti, Prakshati. I'm not interested in all these things. I straight away want moksha. Straight away want jnana. Meditation is the only way. Let me go for that. Oh, I'm not interested in all these things. Why? Because I have no patience. I don't even think of any or not. And I not do a listen to other person who says. Svayam sokiya buddhi nasti parasya buddhi rapi na svikriyate. Understand? You don't understand what other person says also. So then what now? Okay, such people, so even such impatient people, Shastram cannot help. Okay? If you surrender, if you have faith, it will protect me, then you are protected. Then follow. So Shravanam, adequate Shravanam must have been done. Then adequate Shravanam itself, only then you will understand what all ways you can think and you can raise doubts also. Even to raise doubts, you have some understanding. Understand, you don't even know what to raise, how to raise that. You're so grass, so dull. We can't even know. Women are very sharp and intelligent to raise doubts. It's not very bluntly asking questions, okay? It's just raising doubts means what? It's just, you know, it's just think correctly and ask. Then all your doubts also will be answered by your own understanding of the which you have through the Shravana. That's called Mananam. Understand now? Adequate Shravanam should be followed by Mananam. It implies patience, commitment. Because the Shastra being with the study itself is very comfort. It helps you, it keeps you in good humor. What a fondling, it's like a wound, somebody soft, but the wound is there. It is not healed, okay? And you need what now? No, the wound has to be what now? It has to be, no? It has to be, my medicine has to be given, and then some dressing has to be done, and it has to be made. At least you should be able to endure that. That is what Shastra study can do. It cannot undo totally, not heal. The total healing will be there only when you patiently go through that treatment. Understand now? And there will be time, you see, the wound will disappear. That is when
in contemplation, vidyasana. So initially you have shastram with you, and the shastra is unfolded by the teacher is with you until you do shravanam and mananam. And afterwards you are independent of the shastram, you'll be independent of the guru. That is when the guru becomes a real guru. Still you are hanging on to guru means what? There is no freedom, okay? You are just by yourself. What is contemplation? You are just by yourself. You are with yourself. How you are with yourself? Because you know what you are. Why you know we are with yourself? You know what you're searching is you. Therefore, there's no need for you to be dependent or to have to see anything, anywhere problem also. You have resolved all your problems means you do not see problems outside. You do not see problems at all outside if you have resolved your own problems. How? Through knowledge. Therefore, what? So, okay, nothing disturbs you. Calm. You are not dependent on anything for your well-being because you are secure to yourself. How? Because you know what you are. How Shravanam and Mananam have helped you. So what now? You are by yourself. Being by oneself. Being able to be with one's own self is in fact contemplation, which impresses a great deal of understanding. Very great deal of understanding, not an easy joke. Understand? Your guru is not sitting with you, not even in the form. Understand? The teaching that all the shastras have served their purpose, you studied in the verse, in one verse in the second chapter. Vijanataha brahmanasya, yavanataha. Now all this, you know, the place is full of water. The reservoir of water is what? Nothing, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense there. So tavan sarveshu vedeshu vijanataha brahmanasya. No, sarvataha sampluta udake, sarvataha sampluta udake, yavan artaha. Tavan eva artaha sarveshu vedeshu vijanataha brahmanasya. But the one who knows the self, for him, no guru is required. Why? That's not mean he's disrespectful to the guru. Okay, come on, I don't need any of you anymore, okay? Not disrespectful, I tell you. He's not disrespectful. He's not dependent anymore. That is the greatest respect one has can have, given to the guru. Because the teaching has served its purpose. You are not dependent on the teaching. You are not dependent on the shastras. That means what? You are very respectful to them, but they all have served their purpose. The real calmness is there. When is the real calmness? When is there space? When do you revel in fullness? Only when you revel in the knowledge of the self. That without knowing what the self is, how can you be contemplative upon the self? Isn't it? Therefore, the nididhyasanam, the third step, it's all introduction, okay? Don't think I'm simply talking, something unconnected. Bhashyam teaching means this is what? What one line I have to take, or two of us, doesn't matter. But as long as you go back home with some clarity. How many lines I complete is not important, isn't it? It's not an introduction to sex. I'll tell you all this. So what is this? Contemplation means what? Contemplation means being by oneself. Being with oneself. That's what is being in meditation. For which you must have understood the self. Then in that understanding of the self, you have resolved your problems. Isn't it? That is contemplation. And for such a person only, is what knows? One who is not at contemplation, one who has a contemplative disposition of the mind, one who wants to be by oneself. For one to decide to be by oneself itself is not a tremendous strength on one's part. It's a guts, you know that. For one to decide to be by oneself needs amazing strength, a lot of strength. For such a person who wants to be contemplative, for him is what? Jnana Yoga lifestyle. Who is the one who can be like that? Who has lived his life properly, has lived a life of Karma Yoga. Isn't it what now? So Karma Yoga life style blesses one with the preparedness required on the part of the mind for contemplation and knowledge. It's clear now? That is called Jnana Yogyata. It blesses one with what? Eligibility for jnanam. Whereas jnana, this yoga lifestyle, blesses one with knowledge. Jnanam. Jnana yogyata, karma yoga lifestyle, blesses one with jnana yogyata. Jnana yoga lifestyle blesses one with jnanam. Knowledge. Is it clear now? Two lifestyles. This is what is to say, this two pravrityatmaka, nivrityatmaka iti pravrityatmakam shastram, nivrityatmakam shastram iti dve shastre na veda shastre vede bhavataha. Okay? Tayor madhye tayoho, in those two shastras, two lifestyles have been prescribed. Is it clear now? One lifestyle is for the one who for preparing oneself for knowledge. The next lifestyle is for the one who is prepared for the knowledge. Is it clear now? Two lifestyles. We'll see more about the Karma Yogi. And the one who lives a life of Karma Yoga is who? Karma Yogi. And one who lives a life of Jnana Yoga is a sannyasi, not a Jnana Yogi. Is it clear now? Those two people will be discussed and analyzed elaborately in the following verses. Okay? We'll see that. So we'll know them, know what is Karma Yoga, etc., etc. We understand in the following verses. There's some understanding of Karma Yoga in the previous chapter, but still it will give a complete understanding in this chapter. Yeah, when you say, one more thing. When you say the Shastram has been revealed by, Shastram has been revealed by Bhagavan, when you say, these lifestyles have been revealed in the Shastram means, our lifestyles have been revealed by who? Bhagavan. Why? Shastram has been revealed by Bhagavan. Shastram has come from Bhagavan. When we say, Bhagavan for us is the reality. Reality is not Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is the reality. Bhagavan is the word, Sanskrit word for Ishwaraha, another Sanskrit word for which as English word, the Lord. Reality is not the Lord, but the Lord is none other than reality. There is no Lord other than the reality. Is it clear now? Ishwaraha. Therefore, when you say the Shastram has come from Bhagavan, when you say Shastram has come from the reality. The Shastram has come from reality means, what does it mean? Shastram is eternal. Why? Reality is eternal,
Shastram also is eternal. Shastram is eternal. How do you say? Shastram is perennially eternal. Perennially eternal means what? It has no beginning, it has no end, it has been flowing down. That means what? Shastram is the subject matter of the Shastram, makes the Shastram Shastram. What is Shastram? Subject matter. Subject matter is in the form of what? In the form of knowledge. Where is knowledge? It's in the form of thought. Where is thought? Thought is not outside of awareness. The reality. Is it clear now? Therefore, where is thought from awareness? The reality. So, where is knowledge? Is in the form of thought. So, what is Shastram? Subject matter in the form of knowledge. So, where is Shastram? Shastram, the subject matter in the form of knowledge, is in the form of thought. Thought is not outside of awareness. Therefore, subject matter is from where? From Bhagavan. Is it clear or not? In fact, here I am not doing a very big job, okay? Actually speaking, as simply I have given you something. It is not the way it has to be said. There is a place in Taittiriya Upanishad, Shankaracharya gives a big bhashyam on this topic. What is that? Vedanam Nityatva Pravahaha. No? The perennial, no, eternity of the flow of Vedas. He establishes how Veda is timeless Shastram. If I have to say, my God, shut my mouth. What is my strength? Adishankara Bhagavadpada establishes the perennial eternity of Vedas in some bhashyam on Taittiriya Upanishad in context. I'll tell you about it later on. Okay? Anyway. Therefore, that is what, in a nutshell, it is said here what now? Veda Shastram is from Bhagavan. And what is the teaching of the Veda Shastram? What? Two lifestyles. Revealed in the Veda Shastram is what? From Bhagavan. One has faith in those words of Shastram. One who lives that Shastram is what? Is a Vaidika. Isn't it? And why such a person say Vaidika Dharma, Paramo Dharma? There's no greater dharma, there's no greater thing apart other than the way of life. The Sanatanaha Dharma, eternal way of life, never can be contradicted with anybody, by anybody. Why? Because it is so much governed by Dharma. Isn't it? Because all Dharma governed lifestyle. Okay. That is what? Then normal. Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. The whole lesson has become clear now. Shastrasya
Shastrasya
Pravritti Nivritti
Pravritti Nivritti
Vishayabhute
Vishayabhute
Buddhi
Buddhi
Bhagavata
Bhagavata
Nirvishte
Nirvishte
Sankhye Buddhi
Sankhye Buddhi
Yoge Buddhi
Yoge Buddhi
Iticha
Iticha.
Okay, I finished all that, okay? Tatra
Prajahati
Yada Kaman Iti Arabhya Adhyaya
Parisamaptehe
Sankhya Buddhi
Sankhya Buddhi.
Ashritanam.
Ashritanam.
Sanyasam.
Sanyasam.
Kartavyam.
Kartavyam.
Uktva.
Uktva.
Tannishthataya.
Tannishthataya.
Eva.
Eva.
Cha.
Cha.
Kritarthata.
Kritarthata.
Ukta.
Ukta.
Esha Brahmi Sthitihi.
Esha Brahmi Sthitihi.
Iti.
Iti.
It's very good. Now, to start the third chapter, how beautifully it connects you to the previous chapter. What he says, Prajahati Yada Kaman Iti Arabhya. Iti Arabhya means what? Beginning from the Prajahati Yada Kaman verse. What is that verse? Second chapter, 54th, 55th verse. Where Bhagavan starts answering Arjuna's question about the Lakshanam of a Jnani. He asked, who is a Jnani? What is the lifestyle of a Jnani? Was a question asked by Arjuna, for which Krishna started answering, you know, Arjuna's question as what defining a Jnani, giving a Lakshanam of a Jnani. Jnaninaha lakshanam pratipadyate. From where? 50, know that. Prajahati yada kaman. 55th verse onwards. Pancha panchashattamat shlokat arabhya. Pancha panchashat means what? 55. Pancha panchashattamat means what? No. From 55th onwards. And as I know, shlokat onwards. Adhyaya samparisamaptehe means what? Adhyaya means till the end of the concluding verse of the chapter. If you add till. Himalayat Bharatam means what now? Himalayat. Himalayat. Kanya A Kanya Kumari Bharata Deshaha, you say. Sri Lanka Bharata Deshaha, you say. What does it mean? Till then. So, or you can use, add A to make a beautiful way of saying, till then. And he says, A Adhyaya Parisamaptihi. Adhyaya Parisamaptihi means what? Conclusion of the chapter. Parisamaptehe. Adhyaya parisamaptehe means what? Till the conclusion of the end of the concluding part, or the end of the chapter, from where Prajahati Yada Kaman iti arabhya. From the verse beginning with Prajahati Yada Kaman, wherein a jnani is described in all those verses, Krishna reminds you, Shankara Bhagavad Pada reminds you in his Bhashyam, Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam means what? Sankhya Buddhi means sannyasa lifestyle. Or Jnana Yoga lifestyle is here meant by the word Sankhya Buddhi. Sankhya Buddhi means what? Jnana Yoga lifestyle. Or sannyasa lifestyle is called what? Sankhya Buddhi in this context. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritana means what? Those who are given to the lifestyle of a Jnana Yoga. Those who are living a life of Jnana Yoga. Those who are living a life of Jnana Yoga or sannyasa, you know, for such people. Or you can say those who are living a life, or those who are given to the lifestyle of Jnana Yoga, for them. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritanam. It's clear now. Sanyasam Kartavyam Uktva. It means what? They should. Sanyasam Kartavyam means such people naturally, for those who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Look at this. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha. You have to say. Those who live a life of Jnana Yoga. Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha. Ashritaha. Asankhya Buddhi, those are committed to live a life of Jnana Yoga means what? Those who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge. We are totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Understand now. Total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, when will it be? When to the exclusion of other pursuits. Excluding other pursuits, to the exclusion of other pursuits, you are totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge means what now? You are a sannyasi. What is sannyasa here? Being totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, to the exclusion of other pursuits, is called what? Jnana Yoga lifestyle. Jnana Yoga or sannyasa lifestyle. Okay now. So here sannyasa, here Sankhya Buddhi Ashitaha means such people. So those who want to live a life of Jnana Yoga naturally have to exclude the other pursuits and be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. That is revealed there, isn't it? Then, tannishtataya eva sannyasamutva. That means how they live, isn't it? Into exclusion of other things means what? When do you give up other things? You don't give up forcing yourself. You cannot one cannot force oneself to give up the other pursuits. You naturally give up other pursuits. For one to naturally give up for other pursuits, you must naturally be free from the hold of disease. For one to be naturally free from the hold of disease, one must be naturally free from the needs also. One must be naturally free from inadequacy also. One must have already discovered something about the self. Some self-knowledge must be there. Only then it's natural. Otherwise, it's not natural. It's not possible. Is it clear now? One who has understood the self, one who knows what fullness is, but has yet to ascertain that, isn't it? Therefore, naturally, one who is free from the disease means then it's naturally he is free from what? He is naturally given up other pursuits. He doesn't make efforts. So, not forcing oneself. Understand now? Natural. This is called naturally growing out of desire for other pursuits. When does one naturally grow out of desire for other pursuits? Please listen to me carefully. If you read something, I'll be distracted. If you naturally grow out of desire for other pursuits, means what? You know the limitations of other pursuits. Simple thing. How do you limit other pursuits? Because you enjoy other pursuits. You accomplish some other pursuits. You have accomplished some amount of other pursuits. Is it some degree, some level? And you know the limitations, and they could not give you what you wanted in life. And naturally, now you also know what is it which can give you what you want. This is what having discovering passion for knowledge. Understand now? Then you discover dispassion towards other things also. This is what is excluding, not literally giving up other pursuits. So not being dependent on arthakamas for your moksha is also what now? Giving up arthakama pursuit means, please understand that not doesn't eat, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, not like that. Not like a smoking or something. I mean water and food, okay? that's what you have to do. It's okay. Not giving up other activities means what? See, not being dependent on arthakamas for one's moksha, for one's happiness. Is what now? But then what is your ultimate commitment is what? To knowledge. Because you know the limitations of artha kamas, you know the value of knowledge, naturally a total commitment is to knowledge means that naturally you what know? You are a Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha. When does one become Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha? One starts giving life of Jnana Yoga, then one who knows the value of knowledge, one who is committed to the, one who has knowledge, one who is committed to the ascertained vision of the ascertainment of the knowledge, what he has already, because he knows the value of knowledge. Thereby, who is highly passionate about knowledge, is totally dispassionate about other things, other pursuits, because he is not dependent. Understand now? Such a person is Sankhya Buddhi Ashritaha. Is it clear now? Such a person, then, suppose if a person, then, if he lives a life of contemplation, understand now, then what happens? What is he achieved? This is a Kritarthata. Kritarthata, Kritarthaha means the one who has made his Artha. That means what? One who has accomplished. The person of accomplishment is Kritarthaha. Okay, one who is really life accomplishment, what you can say? He has Kritarthata. Isn't it? So here, what is the Kritarthata? Tannishthataya. Tannishtha means what? Well, being committed to. Nishtha means commitment. Tannishthataya. What nishthataya? Sankhya Buddhi Nishthataya. Being committed to live a life of Jnana Yoga, pursuit of knowledge. But committed to the pursuit of the ascertainment of the vision of the self. Be committed to live a life of Jnana Yoga. What does he get? Kritarthata. What is Kritarthata? He understands that phalam is revealed in the last verse of second chapter. Yesha Brahmi Sthiti Partha. Brahmi Sthitihi. What is Brahmi Sthitihi? One discovers the self being the absolute reality. Self being non-separate from the reality. That state of mind, when the knowledge of the self being reality, Brahman, isn't it now? It arises, that knowledge is what? Vritti. Antakarna Vritti. Knowledge of anything is a Vritti. Knowledge of reality is also what? Vritti. That Vritti is what? A state of mind. Then what is it now? Brahmi Sthitihi. When the ascertained doubt-free vision of the self being reality dawns, isn't it? It's what Brahmi Sthitihi. Yenam Prabhya Na Muhyati. One does not become deluded at all. Again, there's no question of delusion being there in his life, in his understanding. Yesha Brahmi Sthitif Partha Nainam Prapya Vimuhyati Stitvasyam Antakalepi Asyam Stito Stitva. Remaining in that vision. Once you gain the vision remains permanent. Why? The vision of the self. Vision of what? Being the very self, very you. Isn't it? What now? That vision remains permanent. Vision comes and goes. Isn't it? Vision comes and doesn't go. It's permanent there. An object which comes and goes, the knowledge of that object also will go along with the object, isn't it? But knowledge of the reality, knowledge of the self will never go, because it never goes. Where will it go? Everything goes and comes in reality. Self will never go, isn't it? Isn't it? That's why what no? You say, Yesha Brahmi Sthitihi Asyam Sthitva. In that vision, he remains forever. Then what happened? Antakale. Last, when the Prarabdha gets over, Brahma Nirvanam Richati. One becomes limitless Brahman reality oneself. It means what? Again, doesn't become subject to birth and death, etc. Doesn't get into samsara again. Brahma Nirvana Marchati. That is what? That is real life of a God. It's real accomplishment in one's life. Being born a human being, that is the greatest accomplishment. For what now? Kritarthata. That is the accomplishment. Nishtataya kritarthata. How one life becomes a meaningful, kritartha meaningful and complete, and life of accomplishment. When does it become? Only when one remains on with Brahman. How does it happen? No, by having the vision. How does one vision, one get the vision? By being committed to the pursuit of, by committed to the ascertainment of the vision. How does it have? By knowing the value of that vision. Thereby what? He totally committed means what? Naturally he becomes, other pursuits becomes excluded. Excluded means what? You are not dependent anymore for that. Isn't it? Then, therefore what? That is the palam. What is the fruit one can gain as a result? And fruit, what is the fruit of living a life of jnana yogaha? Jnanam is the fruit, I already told. What is the jnanam? What can I do with the jnanam? You need not do anything with the jnanam. That is the palam. Oh my God. What relief, isn't it? With some knowledge. Okay, gain some knowledge. What can I do with the knowledge? You have to implement that knowledge to get some fruit. But here, this jnana yoga palam is what? Jnanam. What the beauty of the knowledge is, you don't need to do anything after you gain the knowledge. Why? Knowledge itself is what? Moksha. Jnanam eva phalam. Jnanam eva what? Moksha. Isn't it? Do you understand what I'm saying? The knowledge itself is freedom. Knowledge and freedom are identical. Knowledge is moksha. You get what I'm saying? Knowledge itself is moksha. Therefore, that is the phalam. How do you get that phalam? That is the bad fruit really makes your life kritartha. That only makes you kritartha, man of accomplishment. That makes your life a meaningful, a complete, a successful life. How does it happen? By being committed to live a life of meditation, contemplation. How was it possible for you to be committed to live a life of meditation? By knowing, by having passion for knowledge. How could you discover passion for knowledge? By discovering dispassion towards other things. How would you discover dispassion towards other things? By knowing their limitations. How would you know other limitations? By living my life properly. What is a proper life you have lived? Life of Karma Yoga. Understand now? Therefore, this is what he says here. This is Jnana Yoga Nishta. Commitment to live a life of sannyasa, Jnana Yoga. And how naturally one gives up everything and committed to the pursuit of knowledge. One has ascertained vision of the self, and that itself is that makes one's life a real life of accomplishment. All these things have already been discussed from verse number 55 to last verse, with which verse the chapter ends. Arjunayacha
Arjunayacha
Karmanyeva
Karmanyeva
Adhikaraha
Adhikaraha
Te
Mate
Sangostvakarmani
Sangostvakarmani.
He quotes, Shankaracharya quotes, next verse. What is the next verse? 47th verse in the second chapter. 47th verse. Saptachatvarimshattamah shlokaha. Isn't it? 47th verse in the second chapter. What is very famous verse on Karma Yoga? Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalaye duho ma te sangostva karmani. That verse he quotes from here. What does he quote?
where jnana, commitment to live a life of jnana yoga, and the living a life of jnana yoga, and the fruit one gains is, isn't it? As a result, a fruit of, by living with lifestyle, everything has been discussed from where jnana yoga lifestyle, the fruit one gains as living life as contemplation, etc. has been discussed where? From the verses 55 to 72. As a lakshanam of a jnani. Is it clear now? Now he is talking about, the next is what? The 47th verse. Iti karmaiva kartavyam.
Iti karmaiva kartavyam.
Uktavan yoga buddhim.
Yoga buddhim.
Ashritya.
Ashritya.
Okay, therefore, definitely one has to do one's duties. Karma eva kartavyam. Not, isn't it? Karma eva kartavyam means what? Or definitely one has to do karma. One has to do karma. When you say karma eva kartavyam means karma alone must be performed. Knowledge should not be pursued. That means what? Action only must be performed. Action only must be performed means what? Karma eva kartavyam. Look at this. The karma eva adhikaraste in that verse, what Bhagavan hints is, karma eva kartavyam. That means what? Karma alone must be done. It's a potential past. Sometimes now it is mastarte. Isn't it? Karma eva kartavyam. The kartavyam, when you say karma alone, karma must be done, is okay. Karma can be done, is okay. Na karyam, he doesn't say kartavyam. And he puts eva in between. Karma eva kartavyam means karma alone must be done. Alone must be done means, what is hinted there? Knowledge should not be pursued. Isn't it? Not be pursued. Why he says that? You see that. Uktavan. Karma eva kartavyam iti uktavan. You see, it is understood that. Bhagavan has said in that verse, what he hinted in that verse, by saying that verse, karma alone must be done. One has to perform karma. Isn't it? Why? Because yoga buddhim ashritya. Yoga buddhim ashritya means what? No? In support of the karma yoga lifestyle. Yoga buddhim ashritya means what? In relation to the karma yoga lifestyle. In support of the karma yoga lifestyle, Bhagavan has said, Bhagavan, in support of jnana yoga lifestyle and the fruit of jnana yoga lifestyle, he mentioned where? 55 to 72. The 47th was what he did. He said karma alone must be performed in support of what? Karma yoga lifestyle. Isn't it? Karma yoga lifestyle. Karma alone must be done is hinted. Thereby, karma yoga lifestyle is highlighted. So, karma, the yoga buddhi, first sankhya buddhi means what? Jnana yoga lifestyle. Yoga buddhi means what? Karma yoga lifestyle. Isn't it? Ashritya. Na.
Na.
Tataha eva. Shreyapraptim.
Shreyapraptim.
Uktavan.
Uktavan.
But what he did? Tataha eva. Shreyapraptim na uktavan. That means what? He emphasized karma must be performed. Isn't it? Bhagavan emphasized karma must be performed. Using which verse? Karma nyevadhikarasam he quoted. He emphasized karma has to be performed. Why did he mention that? To support the karma yoga lifestyle. In connection to the karma yoga lifestyle. But what he did not say, karma yoga lifestyle itself, living a life of karma yoga itself will help one to accomplish moksha shreya praptihi.
That he did not say. Na. Na. Shankara says immediately, Na tatagayeva shreya prapti muktavan. Bhagavan did not say. Bhagavan is very careful. What does he say? Jagat Guru. And ordinary teacher, no? Ordinary teachers can go wrong sometimes. Bhagavan is a very careful teacher. No teacher should be careless. Every teacher must be very, very, very careful in what one is saying, in what one is living. Isn't it? Very, very careful. It's not that easy. Isn't it? Therefore, Bhagavan is very careful. So he said, he also highlighted, karma must be done, he said. Then knowledge must be pursued to the exclusion of other pursuits. He also said that. And what if a person lives a life of life, coming to the pursuit of knowledge, to the exclusion of everything else, then what will he gain? Jnanam, moksha. Isn't it? That also he said. But then when he highlighted karma yoga, he quoted karma must be done, but he did not say living a life of karma yoga itself will directly take you to moksha, jnanam. He did not say. Isn't it? He did not say. So karma yoga, tataha eva, jnana yoga, tataha eva, shreya praptim na uttavan. Tataha eva, directly from karma yoga, by living of karma yoga, one can attain moksha. That means what? If Bhagavan says, by living a life of karma yoga, one can attain moksha, means by performing actions, one can attain moksha. That means what? You don't need any jnanam at all. The Bhagavan will be wrong. The Shastra will be wrong. Isn't it? Gita will be wrong. So, Shankara Bhagavad Pada, as an introduction to understand Arjuna's question, look at this. Arjuna is going to raise some bhama. Arjuna is like us, okay? That is one among us. Like we always have some good questions now. So Arjuna has a question. All of us, I'm saying. Arjuna has some question, going to ask some question. That means what? He has not, all the people don't listen fully, okay? And they expect the teachers to listen also. You have to listen. Now, he has heard whole clearly. Agmate aham sishya, I'm a disciple. Shadi maam tvam prapanna. Isn't it? Please, but I'm a disciple. No, that ekam vada nischitya. Will you only tell me that which alone will protect me? Will free me from all sorrows. I have enough of katha kalakshepams. Enough of Mahabharata katha kalakshepams. Ramayana katha kalakshepams. I've done enough of katha stories. Rukmini Kalyanam, I have enough, heard enough. I have enough of everything. All romantic literature, all this, the emotional things, I have heard enough. I want straight answer, okay? 1 + 1 = 2. Like that one answer. What is that one thing which will free me from bondage of life, okay? From all samsara. Please tell me only that. He begged for knowledge. And Krishna started telling. He was so attentive, still Arjuna has a problem. So Shankaracharya points out, Krishna himself was teaching. Arjuna was the one who's the best, who begged for knowledge. Patram, Guru, Sadhanam. He knows how to respect a teacher. He approached a teacher with no as a guru, and he asked, "Come on, I saw teham na aham te sisha. I'm your disciple. I surrender, take a refuge in you. Shadi maam prapra, please protect me, the one who surrendered to you." He such a student was Arjuna. So he was listening to the teacher. But Krishna was a teacher. Arjuna such a great teacher, student. Even then, Arjuna might lose, okay? There was there's a slip in understanding. So Shankaracharya points out that he introduces this, gives this introduction. Why? Because Shankaracharya tells us, come on, Bhagavan's Krishna, what was Krishna's teaching? Why Arjuna, what is Arjuna's question? He gives introductory bhashyam to Arjuna's question now. Bhagavan talked about two lifestyles in the Veda. There are two which have been prescribed in the Veda. And one is Jnana Yoga lifestyle. Okay, Sankhya Buddhihi. Another one is what? Karma Yoga lifestyle, Yoga Buddhihi. Sankhya Buddhi, Yoga Buddhi. Two lifestyles. And in support of Jnana Sankhya Buddhihi, in support of life of contemplation, he talks about a Jnani. one who knows, one who is contemplative, one who has the ascetic vision of the self. For such a person, he talks from 55th onwards till 72nd verse. He describes the person's lifestyle, who lives a life of Jnana Yoga. That means he also tells the fruit of living such a lifestyle as a Brahmi sthitihi. Asyam sitva brahma nirvanam ruchati antakale. The one attains moksha, he talks about it. Later on, in the 47th verse, he talked about karma yoga, wherein he emphasized karma must be done. But there, Bhagavan was very careful. He did not say, na uktavan. Kim na uktavan? Tataha eva shreya praptihiti na uktavan. But just from believing the life of karma yoga itself, one can attain shreyas. That he did not promise the attainment of moksha just by living a life of karma yoga. He did not say. Understand? But what Arjuna did, that for he Shankara is going to say, show that now. Isn't it beautiful? Okay.
I don't know, my God.
Tadetate, alakshya.
Alakshya.
Look at this. Alakshya. Tadet, that, yetade alakshya. Alakshyam means what? Not giving attention is alakshyam. In Tamil, alakshyam bannade, we say. Lakshyam means what? Lakshate. Means pays attention. Lakshyate is paid. Attention is paid. Lakshyate means what? Lakshyam is goal, that which has to be, attention is paid to something that becomes lakshyam. Lakshya. It's a passive verb, isn't it? So lakshyate is attended to, is paid attention. Attention is paid to. This is lakshya. Alakshyam means what? Alakshya means not having paid enough attention to what Bhagavan has said. Shankara says, I have paid attention to what Bhagavan has said. I see it very clearly in my Bhashyam. But Arjuna has not paid attention to what Bhagavan has said. Understand now? Tadyetad alakshya. Alakshya means what? Not having paid enough attention. That means what? Krishna did not say living a life of karma yoga itself will directly take it to moksha. He did not say that. He also talked about jnana yoga in through description of jnani. Isn't it? He says, alakshya pariyakuli. Pariyakuli krita buddhihi. Arjuna uvacha. Pariyakuli krita buddhihi means what? Pariyakuli means really very sad. Pariyakulam means pariyakulam. Akulam is what? The confused state of mind. Okay, Arjuna is what now? Completely confused. Why he is confused? Because for him, Krishna's words sounded contradictory. Isn't it? And why he contradictory? Because he heard Krishna talking about jnani, he heard Krishna talking about karma yoga, but he did not pay attention to something. What is that? Karma yoga itself will not lead to moksha. But without living a life of karma yoga, jnana yoga lifestyle is not possible. Jnana yoga itself alone will give jnanam. Karma yoga will prepare the qualification for jnanam. That point he missed. Therefore, what is he now? Pariyakuli bhutaha, pariyakuli krita buddhihi. Understand? Confused minded. Arjuna watch. What do you say? Katham bhaktaya shreyorthine
yate
sakshat
श्रेयःप्राप्तिसाधनम् साङ्ख्यबुद्धिनिष्ठाम् श्रावयित्वा भक्ताय कथम् कृष्णा अवेसिट् कथम् हौ भक्ताय हू इस् भक्तः कम्प्लीट्लि टोटलि डिवोटेड् टु यू Okay, I'm totally devoted to you, Krishna, devoted to my teacher, my teaching, the knowledge, isn't it? Bhaktaya. I am Bhaktaha. To me, you're a devotee. And who is with? Shreyorthi. Shreyorthi means what? Moksharthi. Shreyorthi is equal to Moksharthi. Moksharthi means one for whom moksha is the absolute, ultimate end. Is called Moksharthi or Shreyorthi. So Shreyorthine Bhaktaya. I am your devotee. I am totally committed to you. And also I am totally committed to my pursuit, absolute end of Moksha. To such a person, what did you do now? Sakshat Shreyaprapti Sadhanam. Sakshat Shreyaprapti Sadhanam is what? Direct means for accomplishing Moksha. Okay, for direct means for the attainment of moksha, Shreyaprapti Sadhanam means what? Means of accomplishment of moksha. What is the direct means of attainment of moksha is what now? He said Sankhya Buddhinishtha means what? Living a life of commitment to live a life of Jnana Yoga, commitment to live a life of contemplation is the only means for what? Attainment of Moksha. Commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Isn't it? Commitment to the ascertained vision of the reality. Commitment of the knowledge of the reality is the only means. Isn't it? For what? For the attainment of moksha. Isn't it? That means the moksha. Shravayitva. This is what Krishna first you said. Shravayitva. Shravayitva means having revealed. Shravayitva means having talked about, having revealed, having spoken, having made me hear, listen to you. Shunoti Shravayati, making other person listen. Krishna, you made me listen to you what you are saying. What did you say? You said sadhana, sakshat sadhanam. Direct means for what? Moksha prapti, shreya prapti. Sadhanam is what? Your Sankhya Yoga Nishtha. Commitment to the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self. Isn't it? You said that. Shravitva, mom, again, mom, me, karmani, in action. In action means what? To perform actions. In action, okay? What do you do now? Drishta aneka anartha yukte. Drishta aneka anartha yukta. Isn't it? Drishta, I have seen the fruits of action, results of actions. Fruits of actions. Aneka, one. See, in life, how many experiences do you have? To feel enough with the life, all your karma phalams. Aneka, anatha, meaningless. Because why meaningless? It has not given you peace at all. All are accomplished through your karma. Real, you have seen aneka anartha yukte paramparyena api, one after the other, isn't it? Other aneka antika shreya praptipale. Antika shreya praptipale means what? Antika shreya prapti means actually, it also is time bound moksha, time bound freedom it gives, isn't it? Not temporary freedom. Any pleasure is what? Temporary, isn't it? Any pleasure is temporary freedom only. Pale, niyunjat. Then why do you ask
But to put simply, Krishna, why do you ask me to do karma? Karma phalam is time bound. Isn't it? Any karma produces phalam which is time bound. And not one, many. One has to do many karmas to get one phalam also. Sometimes. And all the phalam, one after the other, I have been doing so many karmas, I know the limitations of karma, karma phalam also. Isn't it? I know the limitations of karma. Very clear. Arjuna always talks like a wise person, no? Some students behave very smart, you know, they talk like smart people. Okay? So here Arjuna says, karma phale, you know, he says, Ninjat, why are you asking me to do karma? I know karma produces phalam, which is time bound in nature. Okay? And this, I know the limitation of it. Never gave me what I wanted. Isn't it? And what now that I have experienced in my life? Isn't it? I know everything. And then, aneka, antika shaya prapti pale. And whatever fruit, phalam gives it what? Only antika shaya. See, it gives some peace means, happiness means, that comes to an end. Any happiness, not happiness, any pleasure, any, now, anything, when it is some comfort, anything that I go through as a, the experience as a fruit of an action, that becomes what? Time bound. Isn't it? That is the karma. But you told me very clearly, you know, very clearly what? Commitment to live a life of jnana yoga, commitment to the ascertainment of the knowledge of reality is the direct means for moksha. You already told me that. Then, having told me, I also know the limitations of karma. Look at this. I know the limitations of karma. You also told me about it. Again, uttishtha, uttishtha, karma kuru means what? Kimartha, why do you ask me to do karma? I'm really confused, Krishna. I'm really confused. Iti, yuktaha, pariyakuli bhavaha arjunasya. Okay? Paryakuli bhavaha arjunasya ranurupascha prashnaha. Therefore, paryakuli bhavaha arjunasya means what? Completely, his state of mind was completely, he was confused. He was not very clear. He has understood, it's like us now. Once you start understanding Vedanta classes, but going to Vedanta class means you cannot say you do not know anything at all. But you cannot say now you have understood everything. So ascertain vision of the reality is only means for moksha, Arjuna is very clear. For which he has to live a commit, he has to live a life of jnana yoga, he is very clear. And he also knows what? No, he knows the limitations of karma. Why he has seen the whole life has lived with a prince. With a great, highly informed man, not a buddhu man. Arjuna is a highly informed, you know, he's a multi-dimensional personality. He knew warfare, he knew everything, he knows socialism, he is very diplomatic, you know. He's a great personality, Arjuna. With all his knowledge, all his cleverness, all his shrewdness, all his art of sciences, highly informed, intellectual Arjuna. Even then, okay, Arjuna knew the limitations of everything. That is why he surrendered to him also. You made very clear, first you made Shravayati. Shravitavan Krishna, you made me listen to what you are saying. You made very clear, Shreya Prapti Sadhanam, Sakshat Shreya Prapti Sadhanam, direct means for attainment of moksha is what? Sankhya Yoga, Nishta, living a Jnana Yoga. You made very clear. Then you also said what? So I also know what? Limitations of karma. I have lived my life. I know karma will give you only time-bound pressure. Karma will give me only time-bound comfort. Karma will not give me moksha. I know that very well. So now, why do you ask me to do karma now? What he missed is karma yoga. He knew the limitation of karma. He knew the value of knowledge. The missing link is yoga. How to convert karma into yoga. That point he missed. Alakshya. That was said by what? Shankara Bhagavatpada. Is it clear now? So he says, therefore, he's asking. And he's saying now, therefore, he's confused now. And he's asking the question. Pranarupascha prashnaha. So in keeping with his doubt, in keeping with his confusion, anarupaha means what? In matching, okay? Anarupa is what? Matching his mind, state of mind, in keeping with his doubt. You can't ask question, doubt about something which you do not know, no? Whatever doubt you have, in keeping with it, question should arise. So he asked the question, what is jayasi chet karmanaste matabuddha janardana tatkim karmani ghoremam niyojasi keshava. We'll come back and see. Okay? You sit, only 5 more minutes, they'll come and chase us out. Om Purnamada Purnamida Purnam Purnam Dasyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hare Om Tat Sat Sri Guru Bhyo Namah. Hare Om.